always only alternative, Flirt FM.
Good morning, Galway. It's Galway's Flirt FM 101.3, and this is Aubergine Surprise, 8 a.m. every Monday. Will I start with the good news or the bad news?
The bad news.
The bad news is that our co-host, Killian,
is dead.
No, Donald, he's not dead. He's just...
Was that not the good news?
He's just feeling unwell. Killian's not here this week. That's the bad news. He texts me this morning. He goes, Lou, I'm sick. I just can't make it in. And I said, oh, Killian, that's okay. I have replacements lined up for you. And that's the good news, because this week, joining me to co-host the show are two great guys, two longtime podcast and radio collaborators of mine, Owen and Shane.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Owen's first time at Flirt FM, isn't it, Owen?
Mm. Yeah, I'm a... pun. Insert pun there.
Are you impressed by the Flirt FM studios?
Sure.
Alright. We got some great vibes going in the studio here. Yeah. It's so much easier when Killian's here. He's like dancing to the Michael Jackson, "You Guys Are So Stiff." Anyway. We got some great music coming up today. We've got some Kanye West. Two Door Cinema Club.
Ooh.
Arcade Fire, new music from Arcade Fire. We've got some Rubber Bandits, the Dubliners, and a few more surprises along the way.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a really good one. We're going to be playing music from, or we're going to be playing a game of Where Was I? Which is a very popular game we do here on the show.
Oh, it is.
And we're going to have all sorts of interesting conversation about a variety of topics. You can get in touch with us. You can tweet at Aubergine Flirt, or you can go to facebook.com/AubergineSurprise. Shout out to everyone who's coming in their cars, driving to school or work on a Monday morning. Hope you're feeling good, feeling groovy.
Have a good week, people.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.
It's going to be a great week. Final week of January.
Yeah.
Final full week of January.
Winter's nearly over.
Yeah. Spring is coming, and spring is like my favorite season. So, Owen, how are you?
Good.
You've got to get more animated, Owen. The people of Galway are relying on you to wake them up on a Monday morning.
Well, if anyone didn't know, I was like this exactly on the podcast as well. So
yeah, but okay.
That's kind of my character.
Okay, but how was your Christmas?
Christmas was so long ago. It's like not relevant. That's like when people say, oh, Happy New Year. Now, I actually heard someone say that the last day, Happy New Year to you. And I was like, you know, it's like, that's past.
That's ridiculous. Mm. But, I mean, yeah, it's February this week, so that's pretty cool. But yeah.
Does anything fun happen in February?
Valentine's Day. The Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's the shortest month of the year.
Ooh.
That's three things.
Look forward to it now.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as February starts, it's basically finished. Although it's slightly... Yeah, it's shorter this year. Last year was longer. That was tiresome.
Will you watch the Super Bowl?
Retrospectively, the next day on recording, maybe.
He'll watch just the ads for you, though. He'll watch the halftime show and then
give
out about it.
I like the halftime show because I like to give out about it. I like the ads because I like to give out about them. The football, I'm not knowledgeable enough about the rules to give out, so I just... It's not interesting to me. I only enjoy things that I can complain about.
I still haven't watched the last season of Friday Night Lights.
You must get on that.
You should.
Yeah.
Although, like, there's real football to watch, too.
Yeah, but, like, it's so boring when it's not scripted.
I completely agree. Sort of like politics. Except that's not actually true. Used to be the case.
I don't know. I feel like, at the moment, politics is just parodying itself.
Yeah. Well, we're in a situation where this is, like, the first time in years that politics in real life is actually more interesting than politics on TV. And like House of Cards and Scandal and shows like that.
House of Cards dropped a trailer, didn't they? Or
they just announced a date, yeah. But the shows like that are going to suffer now because there's no way they can come up with things that are as compelling as the real
situation. I'm looking forward to House of Cards in play.
So am I, but that's just because I'm interested to see how they'll confront the reality of it and also Designated Survivor as well.
Well, it might turn away from politics a bit.
Maybe.
Because
And the characters in it are still far more interesting, nuanced people than the real people who are in charge of Washington. Anyway, we're going to play some music now. We've got some back-to-back songs from the soundtrack of T2 Trainspotting, which is in cinemas today. The soundtrack came out. Will it be as iconic as the first film soundtrack? Who knows? But we're going to play two songs from it right now. First up, this is a great song. This is Get Up by Young Fathers. Come here. Welcome back. It's Galway's Flirt FM. It's Monday morning at just a little around 8:17 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm here with Shane and Owen, guest hosting in Killian's place.
Good morning.
Hello.
That was Rubber Bandits, Dad's Best Friend. Awesome song.
Great energy to it.
Oh, it's so great.
No comment.
Just like hopping around, like buzzing, buzzing. Before that, we had Twinkle Twinkle Patrick Star from SpongeBob SquarePants. Apologies for the poor audio quality. And before that, we had Young Fathers, Get Up, that and the Rebounded song are both from the soundtrack of T2 Trainspotting, which was out on Friday.
Did the Rubber Bandit song seem a bit short to you, Shane?
No.
I felt like, I don't know, something missing from it.
Maybe
probably because it was just so good.
Maybe an entire verse?
I can't remember.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Maybe a certain radio producer felt that certain language and certain themes should better be kept out of the song for the well-being of the younger listeners.
So if you want to hear the full profanities, version, go see the film.
Go see T2 Trainspotting. Although I'm not sure how much of the song is in... Apparently they watch the video in the film as well.
Oh, really?
I've heard that there's a scene in the film where they watch the video for the song on YouTube. Right. Oh, I can't wait to see it. Anyway. So, coming up soon, we got some brand new music for Arcade Fire in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for that. But first of all, it's time for bring back an old game from a few weeks ago that I know everybody really enjoyed at the time. It's called Where Was I?
Not Where Am I?
No, Where Was I?
I'm back in Ireland at the moment, so we couldn't film Where Am I?
Yeah. Now, Owen's never played this before, so this is going to be fun. So this is a fun game where I have recorded ambient sound in a particular Galway location. And I'm going to play it for you, and you're going to close your eyes and imagine that you're there, and you guys are going to have to guess where in Galway I recorded this. It's at a public place somewhere in Galway City.
Are we both doing it?
Yeah, you can both guess.
Okay.
All right, guys, so let's turn down the music and turn up the amp. So I want everyone to close your eyes and imagine that you're in this place.
Inside anyway.
Yep.
Is it the, can I guess, yeah?
Yep.
Is it the bus station?
Nope.
/ train station?
Nope.
That was a horn.
Gee, that's perceptive.
Is it a shopping centre?
Nope. Come on, if it was a horn, it means that there's like a road, there's like a street or a road.
Do you
outside.
See cars in shopping centre, Shane?
That sounds like a baby. So it's
somewhere where people can bring in their kids.
Is it a school?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
It's not opposite the courthouse, though, no?
No.
Yeah. Little preschool or whatever that is, primary school.
That's my primary school.
Yeah.
Is that paper?
It's paper, yeah.
Rustling.
Yeah, newspaper. An elderly man rustling his newspaper.
Is it the library?
It is the Galway City Library, correct. I just realised now I should have a sound effect with like a horn to celebrate. Congrats, Shane, you win.
Thank you.
Owen, you lose. You're a loser. Loser. Loser.
Where were you in the library? It was fairly loud.
I'm just sitting there. But this picks up everything.
Oh.
Yeah, including, like, this cars outside.
All right.
It's terrifying.
That was exciting.
Just played silence.
Yeah. How was your weekend, everybody? Let us know. You can tweet Aubergine Flirt. And send a message to facebook.com. You can go on just Facebook Messenger and just type in Aubergine Surprise and you can send us a message. I think.
Please, someone send us a message.
Or you can listen back to our older shows. You can visit flirtfm.ie, go to our show page, and all the shows are there. It is 8:21 now. Shout out to everybody in Salt Hill, Barna, Loch Ray, all across Galway. You know what's coming up soon, guys? You know what else February brings every year?
The Oscars?
Well, that, but also the Leaving Cert mocks.
Oh, damn.
And just in case any Leaving Cert students or Junior Cert students are listening to today's show,
right,
we thought we'd just show them some solidarity because we did that like a year ago.
Mm. Or just drop out while you can.
I thought the mocks were great banter.
I was badly sick.
They were all right. I remember I stayed up watching the Super Bowl before one of my exams and I was very tired the next day.
That's a good idea. I remember very little. I know that my results were horrendous, but I do know that Pancake Tuesday fell in the middle of our mocks.
Ooh.
And at lunchtime that day, we all went in Michael's car up to Dunn's and I bought loads of pancakes.
Oh, I was there. I
processed
that.
Pancakes. Yeah. And I just got back to the school and I just handed them out to people, and that was the most generous thing I ever did.
Yeah.
In that school.
Yeah, but they were like an hour from expiration or something.
Yeah, it was
there. They were like 25 cents.
Pancakes
maybe?
That expire on Pancake Tuesday are probably the most perfectly timed piece of. Like, no one's going to eat pancakes on the day after Pancake Tuesday, right?
Well, I cook pancakes the other time.
Yeah, but like, of all the days to do it, the day before and after Pancake Tuesday are the days of the year you are least likely to eat pancakes. Because you'll say, no, sure, we'll wait till tomorrow. Or, oh, we did that yesterday.
What do you like on your pancakes, Lucien?
I'm a man of simple pleasure. Nutella, the carcinogenic substance.
Right.
That's
palm oil.
That's not proven. Not proven. That's don't sue us. Nutella with loads of palm oil.
Are you kind of a fat pancake man or the crepe style?
If it's up to me, I'm a fat pancake man.
Do you cook your own?
No. So it's not up to me.
Okay.
When I was younger, you know, the kitchen in the museum.
The kids, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. I went in there for Pancake Tuesday before, and they did these like yeast pancakes, mm-hmm. and they had the actual. I've proper one at home as well. It's like the proper crepe machine.
Oh.
And they put, I can't remember what it was. It's like cheese, rasher, and an egg.
Ooh.
And it all cooks inside. So they fold it over, and it's absolutely delicious.
Wow.
One I like is chicken and caramelized onion.
I don't really like savory ones.
No, I know. You know that place used to be open on Shop Street, Zatsuma, the crepe place?
No.
Remember that? No,
I don't actually.
What? Okay, so there was a crepe shop. It was down, down by the market where Cafe Express is now.
I do not remember that.
No, it was Cafe Express is now Cuckoo Cafe.
Oh, wait, on the corner there?
On the corner between St. Nicholas's Church and... No, down the other end.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
It's not Cafe Express. You know, on the corner between St. Nicholas's Church and Shop Street, on the left of Eason's.
Oh, sorry, yes. I'm thinking of El's Cafe, actually.
So, so Zatsuma was there.
Was that a crepe place?
And it was a crepe place. They had all these lovely... I used to get savory crepes there with chicken and cheese and onion. Ooh. The odd time. They were really nice.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Time for more music now. Here's more Irish music. You know what? Let's switch around the order. Instead... Let's play brand new from Arcade Fire featuring Mavis Staples. This is a brand new song. Shane, you've heard this.
I have.
You like it?
It's not too bad. It's different.
It's different. It's different. So it's worth you sticking around and listening to.
Definitely.
Here on Galway's Flirt FM. This is Arcade Fire with I Give You Power.
Check out over 20 Flirt FM shows on Mixcloud. For the full list, check out flirtfm.ie.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Robbie Williams' Bodies, an old classic here on the show. If you don't like that song, let us know. We'll make sure to play it again every week. Yeah. Before that was Arcade Fire, brand new I Give You Power. Interesting song. Let us know what you think about that. We've got some fun film-related news to talk about. First of all, Star Wars. Now, this is hilarious. We're talking about this. Killian is not here. The one week there's Star Wars.
I have not seen Star Wars.
We have a guy who's never seen Star Wars talking about Star Wars news when Killian's not here. But anyway, Star Wars Episode 8 has a title.
I probably won't have much of an input on this.
I got home on Monday from seeing La La Land for the second time.
Right.
And,
I haven't seen it.
And I found out this news. And I was like, whoa. Star Wars Episode 8. The Last Jedi.
Who's the Last Jedi?
Exactly. Oh. It's most likely Luke Skywalker or Rey.
Well, like...
You don't know who they are because you haven't seen
Star
Wars.
Think about The Force Awakens. And this isn't a spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it.
No, it actually isn't.
Spoiler alert.
In the... Okay, yeah. Well, it potentially could be, but in the trailer...
Shane, cover your ears. Shane hasn't seen it yet. He hasn't seen any Star Wars film.
He's not been listening.
All right, if he's covering his ears, I won't say what
No, do say it.
I'll just say the trailer's a bit misleading.
Star Wars Force Awakens.
Yes.
Yes.
As to who is the new Jedi.
Oh, yes, and that was intentional.
Why? Because they didn't want a female...
They didn't want people... They wanted that to be a pleasant surprise.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's a lovely surprise.
Okay.
So The Last Jedi... We've actually already said the spoiler, so... I said it 2 minutes ago.
I didn't hear it.
All right, so...
Oh, yeah, he did, actually.
Luke Skywalker is probably The Last Jedi. Probably. Anyway, it's directed by Rian Johnson.
Wait, this is a continuation of The Force Awakens?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's out in December, and it stars Mark Hamill, Daisy Ridley, and, of course, Carrie Fisher.
Will Mark Hamill have a big role in it this time?
Oh, yeah, he's going to have a huge role in it this time.
They're probably going to kill him off, to be honest.
I doubt they'll kill him off in Episode 8.
I mean, like...
That would be a weird thing to
do. They're all old. I mean, it's a good thing they jumped on it when they did.
Yeah, but it's like, they killed off... no, we won't say who they killed off. Already.
Obviously not.
A character was killed off previously, and since Carrie Fisher is now departed, that character will also probably have to be killed off. So I'd say Luke will stick around. Anyway, the other big thing this week was, of course, the Oscar nominations. I'm a big Oscars guy. I love my Oscar news, and we had the nominations. There were this year 9 Best Picture nominated films. I have currently seen 7 of them.
I don't know if I've seen any of them.
You have seen one.
I don't think I've ever watched the Oscars.
You've seen one of the films. You've seen Arrival.
Oh, yes.
We've got Arrival, which is great.
Was that the one? No, that's not the one. That's a different one.
Arrival is Amy Adams' spaceship.
Jeremy Renner. The big.
It's really
contact
good.
Contact lens looking thing.
Oh, I thought it was... I was thinking of... I think I'm thinking of Passengers, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
Is Passengers a remake of a German film called Cargo or something?
No.
Probably.
It's probably a rip-off of it, but it's supposed to be original. Mm. I did not like Passengers very much, but Arrival's great. Then we have Fences, which is... Fences is a sort of... it's a period drama based on a play, very theatrical, directed by and starring Denzel Washington. Mm. It's decent. I enjoyed it. Great performance from him. Then we've got Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, which I have not seen. We've got Hell or High Water, which is this sort of low-key western with Jeff Bridges, which I was not particularly impressed with. Then we have, the music has gotten really sort of...
It's kind of like you're building up to take it.
Is this the end of Whiplash?
Yeah. Let's speed it up a bit. There we go. then we've got Hidden Figures, which is the sort of really broad, sentimental drama about these African-American women who helped out to launch rockets to the moon, basically. And it's a really great story and one that I was not aware of beforehand, but the film is just full of cliches. And then we have, of course, my beloved La La Land, which I love, and I've seen it twice now, and I love it so much. It's great. And then we have Lion, which is this adoption drama, which I hadn't seen. And then we have Manchester by the Sea and Moonlight, which are both very, very good. Moonlight, especially, is fantastic.
Overall, has it been a good year for cinema?
No.
I suppose.
The only films of last year that I would say are unmissable are La La Land,
Moonlight,
and I, Daniel Blake. That's about it.
I haven't heard of 2 of those films.
Well, you should check them out. You would not like I, Daniel Blake, because...
Will they have longevity, these films?
La La Land and Moonlight will, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I, Daniel Blake is very much a 2016, 2017, needs to be watched right now because it's about the current political thing and it will infuriate you, but maybe in 5 years things will have improved or it will have gotten so much worse
that you won't be able to watch it.
That you won't be able to watch it because they'll go, wow, these people are living such a privileged life. Moonlight, sort of similar, but no, Moonlight's great. So check that out. It's out here in a few weeks. And La La Land is, of course, still showing. So yeah, there's a few surprises among the nominations. Amy Adams didn't get nominated for Arrival, which was disappointing.
Have you done your BuzzHub top films of the year?
I have.
La La Land number one, I
assume. La La Land number one. I don't know where
I am. You should read them out there.
I'll give you the top 10.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
How many is on the list? 20 or something?
50, 60.
Oh, yeah, no, just do the top 10.
Everything I saw in the year is on it. So, okay, the worst film of the year at number 53 is Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, I haven't seen that. What was wrong with it?
Do not watch it.
Okay.
It's worse than Suicide Squad.
Oh, significantly.
Wow, okay.
Like, imagine Suicide Squad and everything that's wrong with it, except the star is Johnny Depp.
Right.
You hate Johnny Depp. I forgot about that.
I hate him so much.
Shane, have you seen Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so bad.
But it's not as bad as that. Anyway, so my top 10 are at number 10, Manchester by the Sea. Number 9, Zootopia. I know you saw that.
That is a good film.
Very good film.
The thing is, it brings up a lot of, like, you know, like current social issues.
It does. No, it really does. It's like, it's such a great satire on human behavior, but it's all animals.
Yeah.
Number 8, we have pop star Never Stop, Never Stoppin'.
Quality.
We've played a few songs from that here on the show. Number 7, The Jungle Book. Oh, I must play some music from The Jungle Book.
Yeah, well, people like who I'd never expect to like that film liked it.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. It's just the animals in it are terrifyingly realistic.
Because it's really a film I wouldn't like.
I think you'd like it.
I know, I might watch it, actually.
You should, I think you'd like it. At number 6, we've got Moonlight. At number 5, Arrival, which talked about those. Number 4, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is technically a Johnny Depp film.
It looks very bad.
But he's only in it
fan of Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts was...
You're going to cinema to see them.
He comes to see them with me.
Yeah. We used to, after this show on Fridays, we went...
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that in the group chat.
Fantastic Beasts... was disappointing in many ways, but it is a good film.
It lacked some intensity.
It did. And that's why it's number 4 and not number 1. And then number 3, we have I, Daniel Blake. Number 2, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which maybe doesn't deserve to be that. But it is a really good Star Wars film. And number 1, La La Land. More music. What would you guys say your favorite film of last year was, having seen significantly less films than I did? Neither of you have seen La La Land yet, so your opinion is also completely invalid.
I'm going to say La La Land anyway.
Okay, La La Land, your favorite film last year.
That doesn't count, but okay.
Speaking of La La Land, here's a song from the film, but not an original. This is a song that is in the film, and actually the characters in the film make fun of it, but anyway.
I think I've only seen 3 movies in the cinema in 2016.
What were they?
I only remember one of them. One of them was, two of them, Jack Reacher,
okay.
Independence Day 2. there's probably one more.
Like Rogue Nation wasn't this year, was it?
No.
So what should I see?
This is Flock of Seagulls on Flirt FM. Two Door Cinema Club on Galway's 101.3 Flirt FM. Broadcasting. Across Galway on 101.3 and online at flirtfm.ie. Before that was I Ran Bracket So Far Away by Flock of Seagulls. I'm still here with Owen and Shane.
Unfortunately.
Sad to report that we have come to the final part of today's show.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
It is. You'll probably have Killian back next week as well.
Oh,
so that makes it extra sad. We're not.
Actually, what was the good news in the end?
That you guys are here.
Oh. That's
special episode.
Special episode.
So it's kind of the other way around. The bad news is that we were hosting and the good news is Killian isn't here.
No.
If you... see it that way.
Or the bad news, Killian wasn't here, and the worst news
shout out
we're
to
here.
Killian.
But next week, Killian, I wonder if Killian will listen to this.
I wonder.
I seriously doubt
it. He doesn't have the attention span for an hour-long radio show unless he's recording it.
Yeah, you can send him a link, I suppose.
I will, but he won't listen to it. But Killian will next week, I'm sure, express his views on Star Wars The Last Jedi. I'm sure he'll have very comprehensive and nuanced opinions about that.
Are you being sarcastic?
Sort of,
okay.
Okay.
Sorry for the pause. Lucien was taking pictures.
Promotional imagery for our social media accounts. I originally just played this music because a few weeks, because this is the instrumental version of My President is Black. So I played it when I was doing my tribute to Obama in his final week. But now I'm just going to play it every week because it's really good music to end the show on.
It is. It's kind of optimistic.
It's optimistic. It's kind of groovy, and but it's also kind of melancholic in a way. So.
I just want to wave an American flag. Like.
Yeah, it's good. It's good music. Anyway, so you can tune in next Monday at 8 a.m. for more great pod for your buck. Oh,
cringe.
I mean, obviously, surprise. Tomorrow, coming up next is The Lion with Sarka, Ashling, and Heather. Tomorrow, at the same time as this show, is Pathetic with Music Library. On Wednesday, we have Jerry Trainer, not related to the other Jerry Trainer from Nickelodeon. On Thursday, Kian and Lewis, and on Friday, Rima and Emer. Great shows, all of them.
What was that? Gasping for air.
Just my weird noises.
Fillers, because we can't hold on a conversation.
Yeah, fair enough.
Check out over 20 Flirt FM shows on Mixcloud. For the full list, check out flirtfm.ie.
I regret pressing that button already.
Yep.
All right, get in touch. Facebook.com/AubergineSurprise. Twitter.com/AubergineFlirt. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Shane. We'll be back next week.
When you say we'll be back, you mean you'll be back.
The show will be back. Shane may or may not be here. You may or may not be here. Killian probably
executive
will
producer,
be. Executive producer.
Thank you and goodbye.
You're welcome.